All right. So you're going to start us. It's going to start with the music cue, and then it's going to go to Nelson saying, welcome to the, what do you want to call it?
Caminaste junto a mí, en busca de un mejor destino, para ti, lo que viniera de ti. Tu pueblo, no conoció tu entrega, y oportunistas se robaron tu idea.
Welcome, everyone, to the second episode of the Inside the Journey podcast. I'm Nelson DeWitt.
And I'm John Younger.
And we are working on the documentary film Identifying Nelson, Buscando a Roberto.
Well, tell me how, like, I'm thinking back. You always tell me the story of how you saw me and Derek at summer camp.
I had a cabin full of very young kids, and you were one of the older kids. I don't know. I remember little bits and pieces about you. One of the pieces was that on visiting day, your family came, and I remember that your brother was this little blonde kid that looked nothing like you. You know, you were big for the cabin because you were a little older than we had 5-year-olds, and I think you were 8. And your little brother was like 4, and he was very slight and very blonde and pale skin. And I remember, you know, some of the other kids in the cabin, like when their families came, of course, just like I would with my brothers, I would fight with them, you know. Whereas with your brother, he literally gripped around your finger the entire time. And I'm not exaggerating, like from 9 a.m. till 4 or 5 p.m, he was holding your index finger. You know, it was just a cute little image.
Why was that so meaningful to you?
Well, because that's not what I would do with my brother. I'd give him a kick in the shins. But he was very attached to you. He looked up to you, and you were brothers in every sense of the word, even though it was apparent visually that you didn't look alike.
And that is when, I think it was in January of 2011, that we got an email, or I got an email inviting me to something called The Day of the Disappeared, which was taking place in El Salvador on the 29th. And I think we'll talk about the significance
of March.
We'll talk about the significance of that day a little bit later. But the important thing is that we were being invited to El Salvador, and the president of the country, the president of El Salvador, was having a breakfast with the other disappeared. So you and I both felt like this was a good starting place.
It just, in TV terms, like a lot of times if you're doing something on a subject and there's a convention about that subject, well, then all the people that have to do with it will be there, you know. In this instance, you're going to have maybe 50 or 60 other disappeared children and the president of the country and people involved in the aid agencies, and there's actually stakes around it. There's something important happening. So that was like, okay, you know, here's a great place to allocate our resources and get started, you know. That was the start, right?
Yeah. So we just decided, I think we got the email, and then maybe a week later, we're like, all right, let's do it. So we bought the tickets for March, and then, you know, we flew down there in March, I guess. So that's the next milestone, I guess, is our 10 days in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been 8, I think. I'm not sure. I know there were 7 days where we did activities, and then I think maybe a day on either side where we were just
some travel, and then a day off, maybe.
Yep.
It was a breakneck speed.
It was a lot of work. It was a very tiring week, but yeah, you know, very rewarding as well, because we got to interview a lot of the other disappeared children. We got to meet the president of the country as well. We got to meet family members, or not meet. Well, you got to meet family members,
yeah,
and I got to interview them. And So that the whole thing was very interesting.
A los vientos.